We did it. We're here.
Yes, we are.
This is Allison's pod. I mean, closet. What's my podcast
Podlet.
called? This is Allison's
Podlet?
Posit with special guest, the world famous Abby Dibble.
You're going
Welcome.
too far.
I am not going too far. You're everyone's world famous to me. You're all famous.
A partial portion of the world knows me. That's
Well, the important part of the world, and that's me.
Not after today, though.
After today, my millions of listeners are going to know who you are. Because I have a million. They're all imaginary right now, but ask and you shall receive. Okay? So we're going to jump right into this shit with my small business slash charity. Small business slash charity. TM. Just kidding. I've never done that before. Okay, so mine today is called Birds of a Sweater. It's this really cute little, or not little, it's this woman who makes eco kickers. Have you ever heard of that? An eco
Kickers.
kicker?
Sounds something like a British tennis shoe or something.
It does sound like a British tennis shoe. No, it's much better. It's for cats. They're just these like long cat toys, and they're called kickers because they hold them. I'm like pointing to a cat, like everyone can see
Use
me,
the cat as a
and
dummy.
they just kick with their like bunny kick with their back
Oh,
legs, and there's like
cute.
catnip inside. So she makes those, and they're so cute. And she also uses old sweaters to make like little bird cat toys. So
Whoa.
it's called Birds of a Sweater. And
Cute.
10% of her proceeds go to feed frail cats because she also has like a cat colony in her backyard. And she's a really cool lady.
Wow.
She's on Instagram, Birds of a Sweater, also birdsofasweater.com. She's very smart with her branding and keeps everything the same. So, yeah, and they're super affordable and she hand makes everything and it's awesome. So
That
you
sounds so
should go
cool.
check her out. All right, what's yours?
Okay. So my small business, wearing it around my neck right now. It's belongs to our good friend Christy Branham.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you did this one.
Yes. So her company is called Urban Sweet Pea. She
Yeah.
makes like the loveliest jewelry.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, her like so the necklace I have
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's yours?
is it says I can do hard things.
Oh my
And I had
gosh.
not heard that saying or phrase or whatever until I saw her jewelry and I told her I needed it. And it is like my professional life motto and
Oh my
it keeps me going
gosh.
all day
I'm
and
gonna cry.
it's so great.
Oh my
Anytime I'm
gosh.
like, oh, I can't, this is hard, or I don't know if I can handle this, I just say it to
You
myself and I
can.
keep
You
going.
can handle it. That's amazing.
Yeah, and she's just such a delight, and like, she makes such like a variety of different
Yeah.
necklaces and things with your kids' signatures and birthstones
Yeah,
and
Carter, her, well, maybe I
all
shouldn't
sorts
say
of
her
stuff.
son's name. Her son, Jacob,
The
has one with his
young
initials.
Branham, yes.
I'll keep going. I won't ask questions.
Yeah. So she, I think she sells them online. I haven't looked online to see if she sells them online, but I'm sure she does.
I think she does. I think I
She
looked her up
must.
at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
So you don't know her website
Well, Urban Sweet Pea, I'm sure if you go with
or
that.
anything. Okay, yeah, look it
Otherwise, I
up.
know she sells them at the general store.
In Minnetonka?
That's where it is, Minnetonka.
Oh my
I
God.
couldn't remember where it
No,
was.
I've been going there. I have been going to that general store since I was a child.
Me too.
Oh
But
my
I totally
gosh.
forgot where it was.
I was there before they renovated it. Oh my
So
gosh,
much.
that's I didn't know she sold them there. So one more time, what's it called?
Urban Sweet Pea.
Okay, so I'll look it up when we end this and I will like put it in the notes. Urban Sweet Pea. I might forget that and you might have to tell me again when we finish this because I have no memory. Okay,
Perfect.
so now we're gonna do a segment you first suggested from the very beginning called Guess the Episode with just the title. And you can do, I'm gonna do 10 questions, yes or no, okay? Because we don't have all day here, people.
Am I asking the questions or are you
No,
asking the questions?
oh yeah, that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to ask the questions. Let's do it your way. Okay, go ahead.
I totally prepared.
Here's what do you know what the episode's called? It's called Shut Up and Dance. Abby is more prepared than I've ever been for this podcast, and I am proud to call her my guest.
Shut up
Maybe she should
and dance.
host this podcast.
Okay. I
Shut up and
spent my
dance.
lunch today just thinking about it.
That
Okay.
makes me so happy.
Anyway.
Okay, questions.
Okay, it's called Shut Up and Dance. I get 10 questions. Oh man.
Well, you don't have to take 10. You can, I mean, like, do you have 100 questions?
Do you want them in yes or no form or?
I don't know. I'm getting really nervous about these questions. Just ask a
Okay,
question.
I'll ask questions.
I'm getting nervous. I don't like, I mean, I do prepare. I do prepare for this podcast.
Believe you.
Okay, go
Okay.
ahead.
Does it take place in the present day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, this one actually does.
All right. Wow, they
And it's
jumped
not
around.
like super dy oh, it's not like really dystopian or anything. This is like a pretty.
Okay, so it takes place in like a believable
Yeah.
setting.
England, London, England.
Is it?
Here comes the accents,
It's in
people.
England? Okay.
Well, it's a British-based show, so I don't
Oh,
know
is it?
exactly where it's located.
Okay,
I
so
don't know
modern
much.
day Britain. That's good to know. Does it feature people?
Yes.
How many?
Two main characters,
Okay.
but yeah, two main characters we'll worry about, but then there's a couple secondaries, so maybe like a total of 10 interactions, more or less.
Oh. Does it have what is the nature of this people's relationship?
They meet out of unfortunate circumstances.
Okay. Ooh.
So not very like they don't know each other really at all.
Does like an accident bring them together?
Kind of. I
Okay.
can't answer that without giving something
How much time, like, what's the timeline, or how long does this relationship between these
Like a
people go?
day.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's quick.
Is there like, is like the world coming to an end?
No.
Okay.
You have I like you can guess all you want, but this is Black Mirror and you're not gonna guess. Okay, keep going.
Does it involve the death of somebody?
Somebody dies, but not that's not why this started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
She's turning the page. This is a podcast. I should probably be talking when you're not talking.
yeah.
No, I mean, like,
Come on, just keep talking.
that's my job.
Can you make the cat purr or anything? Okay.
He's being really good right now. That won't last forever. And yesterday, he pooped right at 7:30 when we finished. And
Oh, how
I was
nice.
like, we gotta wrap this up. We gotta wrap this up. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, so it's just these two people in modern day Britain. Is there like a lesson to the story?
This is Black Mirror. It's just fucked up.
Okay.
There's no legitimate
There's
message.
no like
I mean,
resolution or
oh, there's a resolution.
oh no. Everybody know what it
I
is?
mean, there. No, there's just a resolution. There's no message
Is that
here.
the death?
The
Oh.
death is not the resolution. It leads to the resolution, but it's not the resolution. Did you lay? You even labeled the top of your paper Allison's closet. Did you
Yeah, I
spell it
did.
right?
I think so.
Oh my gosh, you're the my favorite
I
ALISO.
did spell it right. I spelled closet right
I spelled closet right too. Look, that's
Okay.
I spell things very
Oh,
strangely.
how old are these people?
One is like 18 and one is like 45.
Oh, that's important. Shut up and dance. Does it involve like a dance club or
No, that's a good
a school
question.
dance, like a prom?
No.
Okay. Do they have prom in England?
Let's ask my British listeners. They do have, okay, they just answered and they
If anyone
do
wants to
have
call
prom in
in
England. Everyone call in. Please give me a call.
Okay, so 18 and 45. Holy Moses. Does anyone dance?
Nobody dances.
Is there music?
Yeah, but not, it's just like
Okay,
background music.
I cannot.
Black Mirror is really good music. Oh no, Abby, you're not gonna guess this. This is fucked up. If you guess it, listen, here's the deal. If you guess what this is about, you can just have this closet. This closet is yours.
Live in ready.
It's not great. It is live in ready. You can live in that closet.
Is this where the litter box is?
No, that's not where the litter box is, over there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of stuff.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to, like, my, oh, my God. My preparation isn't even helping.
No, I mean, do you just want me to get into it?
I just want to know, do they have to overcome together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. A couple things.
Between themselves or, like?
I don't know. It's just so fucked
I'm envisioning
up.
Some kind of, like, seeking a friend for the end of the universe kind of thing. Like, they meet in these. Okay.
I like that movie, though. It's a good movie. I think. I haven't seen it in a long time.
So, okay. That sounded really Minnesotan. I don't even know what to, where to go.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's anywhere you can go.
Down.
The only way you can go is down, and that is getting into my...
Yeah, you better take over.
Are you ready?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We're going to take a 2-second break so that when I accidentally delete this part, which has happened before, we'll still have the second part.
Solid plan.
Look, I prepare for the worst. All right. We're in Allison's Closet, where dreams come true. Thank you for joining us here again. We're here for our Black Mirror segment, Shut Up and Dance. Don't ask me what season this is in. I don't know. I want to say two, but that's just a guess. Every Black Mirror is independent. I told you that, right?
I think I knew that.
Okay. I realized recently that I don't tell people that. And so to them, I'm just starting like in the middle of a season and I should probably be more specific.
Sure.
Okay. So we open up in a really sketchy parking garage. Even though I take notes, I often forget words. So bear with me here.
Yeah.
So we open on a random lady in a sketchy parking garage and she is doing some shady shit. She puts the key like on top of the tire. Have you ever done that before? Like the back tire, you put a key on top of it for the next person.
What?
How does nobody know this?
Of a car for the next?
No, on top of the like tire, like the back tire. So you just be like, hey, the key's on the back tire, on top of the tire. No? Okay, fuck off. Let's keep going. You are not the first person to not know that. And that apparently that's just something
I think leaving your key outside of your car alone is probably not.
No, it's not. But if no one else knows, it's there.
Oh, okay. Apparently it's a thing, though.
It's like a hide a rock key kind of thing for your house. You know,
I usually just put it in a hide a rock and set it on top of my car.
Don't tell us where your hidden key is.
No, I'm just... I just said I put it in a hide a rock and set it on top of my car.
Okay, well, moving on. This is the first paragraph.
Sorry.
So she... It's always my fault. Don't apologize. Okay, so she walks away dramatically. She gets a text message and she walks away. Now we meet Kenny. Are you ready? Here's Kenny. Kenny's our main character. He works at a shitty restaurant. He's a teenager. Everyone's mean to him. Blah, blah, blah. Kenny. Poor Kenny. He gets home from work one day and it's gone. And his sister stole it. Ooh. Sisters, am I right? I don't have one, but...
You're right.
I'm sure they're a pain. I don't have a sister. I have a brother. Anyway, moving on. So he goes and gets his laptop back from his sister, and he realizes she, like, downloaded some viruses or some sister
on
garbage.
Purpose?
No, she was just, like, surfing the web.
I gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I've done that to my family before by accident.
Sure.
So he downloads an anti-malware, whatever that shit's called, but instead... of downloading like anti-malware, he downloads a those aren't the words I'm looking for. Oh, he's really inviting hackers into his computer to look through his camera.
Does anyone do that on purpose?
Did he do that on purpose?
Like, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
He thought he was downloading like an anti
the mail
spam thing. But he was really, because he just like searched on the internet, like anti-malware, and this one came up.
Wow.
And so he downloaded it onto his computer. But really, it's just allowing hackers to see into his room.
Those hackers are so good.
Don't, I'm terrified of hackers, but I'm also not good at hiding my stuff. So kind of my own fault if I get hacked. Anyway, don't hack me. Anyway, moving ahead, I'm telling my millions of listeners, please don't hack
please
me.
Please don't hack her.
You'll never guess my passwords. Anyway, moving on. Kenny's looking after his sister. His mom goes out on a date. And don't forget, his camera's still on. And so he goes upstairs and he masturbates. He masturbates because he's you're allowed to do that in your own room. Yep. But don't forget his camera's on.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So he gets all done with that fun stuff. And then he washes his hands and he comes back. And the computer has sent him an email. And it's like, we saw what you did.
Oh, no.
So he opens it up. And then there's that video of him. Like attached so he can see that they saw what he did.
Oh no.
And the blackmailing begins.
Oh my goodness. So does every episode have something to do with black or mailing? Or mirror?
Okay, it's really funny that you say that because I don't think the answer is yes, but in two episodes I've noticed, oh, three now. There's been like mirrors or like shattered mirrors. And in this one, blackmail.
Yeah.
So let's watch out for that trend because I'm not sure. Oh, and one of the new ones is in black and white.
Really? Wow.
Is that a stretch?
No.
Anyway.
We've got some.
I'll look up some fan theories at a later date.
We've cracked it.
Okay, so Kenny's freaking out.
Yeah.
He's locking his door. He's freaking out. And he gets a new email and it says, send us your phone number or we're going to post the video to everyone in your contacts.
Oh, my goodness.
This is blackmail.
Yeah.
Kenny's freaking out.
Yeah.
So he sends his phone number. Okay. He immediately gets a text from an unknown number. And you don't have to hold both of those up, like, at all, if you don't want to.
Okay, don't
joke. For a while, I had a pillow on my head. That's why I was doing this, to try and mask my own sound. So he gets a text from this unknown number, and he reads it, and he texts back, who are you?
Mm.
Okay, why do people do that? Like, do you think they're going to tell you? Oh, it's like, oh, hey, hello, mate. This is the guy who's blackmailing you. Go and take all your... gonna blackmail you like the fucking I just hate on shows and like who is this,
you're right.
Okay and then he's like, don't tell anybody about this because we're watching you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Next day, and he rides his bike to work and he gets to work and he gets a new message and it's like, you've been activated, obey or we leak the video.
Activated.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, but I just got to work. And so he has to fake sick. And his boss is like, you just got here, Ken. I'm going to throw up a kite on your bike.
Well, he made it all the way there.
Well, we don't know where he lives.
Oh, well, yeah, I suppose.
He could live next door. There's not a lot of information on the geography of Kenny's location.
Got it.
Yeah, but moving on.
It's not the focus. I see.
No, the bike actually does play a part, but you'll see.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, it's not that bad. At this point, you just assume everything's going to be terrifying.
Oh, God.
So, he has to get to a location in 45 minutes. And since he is on his bike, the bike's coming back, he literally has, like, 45 minutes to get there. And it will take 45 minutes to get there on his bike. And he's like, I'm at work. And they're like, that's too fucking bad. You better make it. And so he fakes sick, like I said. And he's not very good at it. And she's like, but you just made it on your bike.
Well, you can't tell them about the hackers.
And so,
oh, man.
Can't. They're watching.
It's so stressful.
Oh, my God. It's going to get so much more stressful.
Oh, no.
This is only page 2 of my 6 pages of notes. But it's double space. Don't worry. It's
okay,
double space, 14 font. So I can read my own handwriting or whatever.
It's like how they do it in radio, right?
Yeah. I'm not familiar with radio protocols. Okay, so I lost my spot. Okay, so he has to go to the top of this, or he gets to this parking ramp, and they text him. He's like, they're like 90 seconds, and he has to go to the top level of the parking ramp.
Oh, man.
So he gets to the roof, and there's nobody there. And so he's like, what do I do now? And they're like, just wait. So he waits, and then we hear a scooter coming up the ramp, and this dude in a scooter rolls up, and he hands him this box, and he takes his picture.
Oh, my.
He's like, what are you doing? What are you giving me? What's this, mate?
So he's a cockney man.
Yeah, it's a good accent. So so he's like, "What? Why are you taking my picture? What is this?" And they're like, they told me to do it. I have to do it. They told me to do it. Oh.
So he's not a hacker. He's just a...
He's being blackmailed, too.
Whoa.
Yep. So he takes his picture and walks away. And then he gets a new text. Or scooter guy scoots away. Excuse me. Nobody walked away.
Everyone's on wheels.
There's a bike and a scooter. So he scoots away on his scooter. And Kenny's like, the fuck am I supposed to do with this box? And he gets a text. And says, new location. What? Then he try. And he here comes the bike again. Can't do it on his bike, abandons his bike.
Wait, they don't let him go on his bike?
Well, he just like can't hold the box and bike.
Oh, right. Logistics.
They don't forbid the bike.
Okay.
But so he ditches his bike, which that was probably an expensive bike.
Can't do that. Did he lock it up?
No, he just threw it down. Oh, he didn't have much time. Oh, Kenny. Abby is distraught over the bike.
It's a waste. Kenny. You don't have a good enough job for this.
God damn it, Kenny. Okay. So he gets to this hotel room and he knocks on the door and the guy's like, the fuck is that? Go away. I didn't order anything. And he's just like standing there. He's like, I have a cake here for you. Oh, there's a cake in it, by the way.
Oh, he's opened it.
He ends up, yeah. Oh, I forgot that part. So he rides to the hotel in a bus. While he's on the bus, he looks inside and it's a cake.
Okay.
Anyway, it says like I love you or some bullshit like that. Like, love is a lie. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Well, so he get shit's getting dark in Allison's closet. It's not Black Mirror. Okay. So he's like, I didn't order a cake, and the guy's like, Kenny texts the people, and they're like, Kenny says. He won't open the door. And they said, tell him Mindy sent you. So he's like, Mindy sent me. Excuse me. And so then he like swings the door open. And he goes, how do you know Mindy? He says, I don't know Mindy. This is from Mindy.
But Mindy loves you.
And he's like, how do you know about Mindy? Get in here. Mindy sent you. And like this whole thing. Whoa. And then he like takes a picture of the guy with the cake like he did last time and all this stuff. And then they're trying to figure out what's going on, and Kenny like can't tell this guy. He's like, they told me I have to do this. Like, they told me I have to. And he's like, well, this is bullshit. And Hector, oh, the guy's name is Hector, by the way. Mm-hmm. This is Hector. All of a sudden, Hector, his phone goes off, and he looks at his phone for a minute, and then all of a sudden he runs into the bathroom and just throws up.
What?
Spoiler alert, he's being blackmailed now too.
Dang it. What did they tell him?
So he walks out and he's like, he's immediately on board because what they have on him, and you know, what they have on him is Mindy was a sex worker that he hired to, and he's married. That's important. He's married. Okay. You're like, okay, cool.
Hector is quite the backstory.
Yeah. And I am forgetting to tell you most of it. So Hector is married with children and he was just bored in his relationship. Mm. Big eye roll on that one. Yeah, but just like talk it out or just don't, whatever. This is not my place to talk about Hector's relationship. No. Anyway, so he goes on this website and he talks to this lady, Mindy, and he sends her all these photos and everything. But it wasn't Mindy. He was being catfished by these hackers.
Oh my God, and, these hackers.
Well, it's sort of the point of the whole show. So
yeah, I can see it's starting to become a theme for me.
You're like, catching
they're
on.
Back. The hackers. They've got everyone.
No, so he's like, okay, well, we have to go to this. We have to go to this location. And Kenny's like, no, I'm done. And they're like, no. Hector said, no, they said you have to come with me. Oh, and then Kenny gets a text and it's like, go with him. Okay, so they get to a car around, because the hackers told him, go to this car. It's the car.
The car with the key on the tire.
You're so smart. You are smart.
They're lucky no one else stole it.
Lucky no one else knew that rule. I'm going to just go around and check for keys on top of cars.
Well, now I am. Yeah.
steal all the cars. So they get in the car, and he's like, Hector's like, you want me to drive? And Kenny's like, well, I'm a child. Wait, how old is Kenny? I don't know how old Kenny is. But...
He said he was 18.
Well, I don't know. He's like 16 to 18. But anyway, he can't drive.
Oh, right.
The point is he doesn't have his license yet.
Got it.
So they're in England, so the car is all fucked up and wrong.
But it was a car that was from England originally?
Yeah, so okay. It's weird to me, okay. Which makes it wrong. It's different.
Okay, but it makes sense in context.
I do forget to give, like, exposition. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I'm not sure, but I can look at my thesaurus.
That's right, you did bring a thesaurus.
Yep.
More prepared than I am. Okay, so we found out the guy's cheating on his wife and blah, blah, blah. He's being catfished. Surprise! They're in the car and they're out of gas, or petrol, as they call it in England.
Petrol.
Well, a petrol. I can't say petrol with a British accent, which is strange because it's a British word.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, Hector's like, you go in to pay while I pump the gas, cut our time in half. So he goes in with Hector's wallet and, like, whatever. It's adorable and he can't. Oh, I'm nervous because he's so sweaty and nervous because he's being blackmailed.
Oh, yeah. I suppose.
Kenny. Don't forget he's being blackmailed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when Kenny gets... It's kind of important. So when Kenny gets out of the store, he sees this lady talking to Hector and they're like, blah, 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 blah. And then Hector's like, oh, Karen, this is Kenny, my nephew. Because she's like, because Karen knows Hector and his wife. And fucking Karen can't take a hint with these sweaty men standing next to her. Clearly they're in the middle of some shit. And she asks for a ride home.
Is she showing concern? Like something? Nope. She knows something's up?
Nope.
Oh,
she's just a fucking
dumb
idiot.
Okay.
She's just an idiot.
Come on, Karen.
She's like, well, if you're going towards the train station anyway, can't you just drop me off? Because they told her they were going to the train station. So anyway. Oh my gosh. So they're going to drop Karen off, and then they're getting these text messages from the hackers. And like, we see your GPS, and we see you're going the wrong way. You need to turn around now, or we... Excuse me. We release everything. Well, we have fucking Karen in the car. What are we going to do? So they start driving erratically.
Nice.
To get to their location. To her location, excuse me. Because they only have 20 minutes. And so they're like, basically fucking throw Karen out of the car. She's worthless. She's worthless anyway. Get rid of her. So they race back to their location. And they get to their location. And it's just a, like, street. And they get a text and it says, look inside the cake. And inside the cake is a plastic bag with a gun inside of it. So the gun is not dirty, don't worry. It does not have cake particles in it. Also, have you ever just wanted to, like, stick your hand in a full cake?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was just
I kind of want to do it with my face, though, too, weird. You know, just for that experience.
Yeah, like a top. A smash cake. My friend told me that's called a smash cake. When you're 1 year old, it's called a smash cake. When you're 27,
you're just an asshole.
It's called weird.
You're just an asshole.
Just buy yourself your own smash cake. Every time you go to a party, be like, this is for me. Just smash your face.
It's yours
in
after that.
I'm going to start dancing last week. It's full of your face. Okay.
So there's a gun and a bag in the cake.
There's a bag in the cake and the gun.
There's a bag within the cake.
So they ruin this cake by pulling
out
this
any?
Gun. Not to my knowledge.
I bet they're hungry by now.
There might be some bloopers. Okay, so then they see. Okay, let's get serious. Turn the page here. We're already on the last page. Oh, no, we're not.
He still hasn't interacted with this woman.
What woman?
You said there was a lady. Oh, is it Hector that you were talking about? Was a 45-year-old? Oh, yeah. I thought it was a lady.
Yeah, you did not ask their genders, and I was going to tell you, but then you didn't ask, so I didn't tell you.
All right, Hector.
So, they pull this gun out, and they look up, and there's a bank in front of them, and then they get a text, and it says, "One of you is the driver, and one of you is the robber." Yep. And so Hector's like, well, you can't ride. You can't even drive the car.
Well.
So I have to be the driver. Even though Hector's like a fucking 45-year-old man and Kenny is between the ages of 16 and 18.
They'll likely just laugh at Kenny. When he
comes. Well, it's kind of funny. So
it's funny?
Well, okay. Just wait. So then Kenny's like, no, I can't do it. And then Hector starts being an asshole and like, basically it's like, well, if all this stuff gets out, it's gonna ruin you, it's gonna ruin you, it's gonna ruin me. And so then he eventually does it, Kenny does, because he's a poor malleable child. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the word, don't look it up in your thesaurus. I don't
know. That's the word.
Want to know. You're my thesaurus. Or dictionary, I don't know. Quality control.
Oh, I like that.
You're my quality control. So Kenny goes in to rob the bank, and he clearly doesn't know how to rob a bank because he's a child. Right. His hand is like shaking.
Hasn't seen enough movies.
Then he pees his pants.
Kenny, you might as well.
I'm sorry, that's so loud.
At this point, you might as well let that video out because that's just bad.
Well,
oh no. Wait.
So Kenny pees his pants, and I laughed so hard.
Oh.
Just because I have seen it, like I rewatched the episodes, like
sure.
My very first episode was with Katie Miller, and I ended up having to throw it because the sound was, well, because I plugged something in wrong. It was my own fault. But I watched it for the first time right before she came over, and I was so jazzed up, I like could not get through the episode, like it was horrible. Luckily, that one did not work out. So now I rewatch them. So when I saw him pee his pants again, I laughed a lot because it was really funny. And he's not a good bank robber, and you can tell that the lady like feels bad for him. She's like, "Do you want me to take your bag?
Oh.
Do you want me to put the money in the bag?" And he's like shaking. He's like, "Yes."
What was his line? Like, "Give me all your money."
He didn't have a line. He just, I don't remember. It was probably like, "Give me the money,"
waving
or something.
The gun around, and
that's not the important part of the story. You're making me look like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just want to know.
And this is Allison's closet. Well, you should watch the episode.
Now
it's a really, I mean, the whole, it's a fucking fucked up series, well, yeah. But it's so
if
good.
If there's a laugh in it, I'll watch it.
What would you be?
I'll think of you.
So sweet of you. I'll think of you. Okay, so when he gets out of the bank, Hector's gone.
Hector.
Don't
this
worry.
Guy's
Hector's
a real
just around the
piece
corner.
Of work.
Hold okay. on. He's just around
He's still
the corner.
A piece of work.
Oh, he is a piece of work. But he shows up just at the last second dramatically, as he would.
Sure. What was he doing around the corner?
Oh, well, basically he's like, somebody was looking at me funny, so I drove around. Hector. I drove around. He was just panicked. And then they get stopped at a red light on their way out. Oh, they get a new location. Okay. Excuse me. And they're stopped at a red light. And they suddenly hear sirens coming. And Hector's like, just calm down. Don't panic. Don't panic. And they like sit there for a second. They just hear them coming closer. And waiting for the light to turn green. And wait, it's like really tense. And then it drives right past them to go to the bank. Yeah, because like. They obviously don't know it's them
right.
in the car.
The hackers are probably so. Behind it. Anyway.
Behind the police?
I don't know.
No, the hackers aren't behind
the hackers
police.
Are behind
they
everyone.
They just got lucky.
Oh, okay.
They just got
For
lucky.
For once.
For once? Well, it's their own fault. You'll find out. So, so then they get to this, like, empty field, and Kenny's like, what do we do? And Hector's like, well, I have to go ditch the car, and you have to go to this location alone to drop off the money. So now they part ways.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, I just burped into the microphone. I'm just burping aggressively over here. Okay. So, oh, and before they, like, separate, Hector's like, oh, I'm so sorry for yelling at you back there. I was like, now's not the time, Hector.
So is Hector planning to, like, just bolt?
Well, I mean, for him, it's over. Like, all he has to do is ditch the car, and he's done. Yep. So he's basically like, oh, maybe I should be nice. This is about the time you were an asshole yesterday, too.
She's talking to the cat.
Sorry. I'm talking to the cat. I'm not talking to my guest. It was right about this time he started to be an asshole. So let's wrap this shit up. because this is where it gets crazy. So okay, so Kenny gets to this really creepy spot in the woods, and he meets a character who is also being blackmailed.
Oh my goodness.
And this guy takes out this drone from a bag.
Okay.
Starts to fly it. And then looks at him and says, "We have to fight."
Seriously?
And they're going to watch. The people are going to watch.
Oh my God.
And they're going to fight for the money to the death.
That's all it is?
No, we're not done yet,
but
girlfriend.
Oh my God.
No, we're not done yet.
To the death?
Mm-hmm. But you have to do whatever the hackers want.
This is stressful.
Oh, yeah, it is. So then Kenny takes the gun, and the guy's like, "Whoa." And then the guy's like, "Whoa, dude, no, whoa, wait."
Well, one of them
is like, "Oh my God. You were the one who just told us that you had to fight to the death, and now you're like, oh, wait a second, hold on." Kenny takes the gun, and he puts it in his own mouth.
Kenny.
And he pulls the trigger. There are no bullets in the gun.
Could have seen that coming.
No bullets. Oh, I didn't. First time I saw it, I was like, oh, it's over here. This is the end. No. So there are no fucking bullets in the gun. So they fight. You don't see it.
God. Okay, good.
Yeah, Black Mirror, I mean, they show some weird stuff, but they don't show a lot of, like, really bloody fighting.
Yeah, I don't like seeing people getting hit in the face.
No, or hit in the head. Ugh. Head injuries just make bad. Me so uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, one of them has to die, so...
Yeah, so it is what it is. So Hector gets home, and he walks in this front door, and he, like, looks in on his kids, and he's, like, just happy, and he loves his kids, mm-hmm. and he's walking into
he
his...
He thinks he's off, like, he's walking free, like, here.
This is over. This is over for him. This is motherfucking Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And he walks in he gets a text message on his phone. And it's a picture of that weird troll face. You know that troll face?
What troll face?
No, it's like a meme. I'll show you after this. Okay. You'll know what it is.
Sure.
America, or not America, listeners. Do you know what I'm talking about? Why do they refer to them as America? Call in
about that troll face, please.
Hold on. Okay, we just got a call in. You'll know what it is when I show you. But basically a troll, like, shows up on his... app or his sorry I'm getting distracted by this cat, it's my own fault. God, I'm the one petting him. He gets a troll text, and he walks into his room, and his wife's like, "Who's Mindy?" And they sent everything to his wife.
I'm kind of glad about that.
Then we start to go through a series of events where we meet all the other characters, and we see them that we've already met, and their secrets are all being revealed.
Wow.
Even though they did
those
what they were
hackers.
Told. They're all getting this, like, troll face.
Uh-oh.
Bat text.
And like, that's when it all
kidding.
Goes down.
This was just, we were going to do it anyway.
They were just fucking with him for fun.
So then we cut back to Kenny, because Kenny won the fight.
Ooh, that's a hard day.
Yeah. But, like, in reality, Kenny would not have won the fight, because he was, like, this other guy was like a grown man, adult.
Yeah.
Kenny would not have won. But we have to conclude the story somehow. Hmm. So Kenny wins the fight, and everyone we've seen so far, like that lady, the scooter dude, we've like that lady in the car, she wrote a racist email. She's a CEO, and that was leaked. That type of stuff. So we just like find out all that stuff. And then we, Kenny gets a phone call, and it's from Mum, M-U-M, because we're in England. And he picks it up, and he doesn't say anything, and his mom starts yelling.
Uh-oh.
What did you do? What did you do, Kenny? They're saying it was kids. They're saying it was kids.
No.
What did you do?
Oh, Kenny, that was so... Oh, man.
So the fact that he has a video of him masturbating is embarrassing. But the fact
but
that he's
not, yeah.
masturbating to children is
that
illegal
ruins yeah.
and disgusting. And that is why he did all that shit. Because I did this episode with my friend Stephanie, and then like our audio was too bad, and the whole time she's like, "It's just a video of him masturbating,
right.
like what's the
Doesn't
big
seem
deal?
That bad, just embarrassing."
So I had to tell her earlier on that it was kitty porn. So luckily I was able to wait until the end for this one. But they do tell you earlier in the episode. I just think it's more dramatic to wait until the end of the episode. Oh. And this is Allison's closet, so fuck
you
off.
Make your own rules.
Yeah, yeah. And like, so the I do make my own rules. I'm my own boss. So yeah, that, and oh, wow. And so he's covered in blood, Kenny is, because yeah, he bet. Just fought to the death, and he turns around and there's cops there.
Jesus. So these hackers are like doing it they for like, the good, for the betterment of the world.
I guess they're like vigilantes technically, yeah, but they're still hackers.
They are, yeah, I guess.
And they're still blackmailing
and they
people.
They caused Kenny to kill someone.
They did.
He already did something bad enough.
Oh, and that other guy in the woods, he looked at kitty porn as well. And like that's that, and they like talk about that. Like there's some stuff, but I wanted to wait until the end. So
yeah.
I didn't mention that stuff. But yeah, that is the episode.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed a moment of that.
No, and I knew you wouldn't, but I appreciate the effort.
It's very timely, though.
It is.
Wow.
They all are really timely, and they're all, okay. like, really creepy, and they're all about how technology is somehow either ruining things or somehow making things.
Oh.
A couple of them are pretty good, like, one I can think of specifically ends pretty positively. So
they have a message.
But they're mostly pretty fucked up. Right. And so do you see what when you ask, like, does it have a message at the end? Like, yes, but also you don't like, it's not like a feel good moment.
No. There's, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it's basically, yeah, it's fucking will make you
sister.
Think.
My goodness.
That sister.
She really set things in motion.
You know, that bicycle. You know what? I wouldn't blame the sister. I would blame Kenny.
Kenny did do
for masturbating to children.
Okay. Yes. Now that I know the whole story, they all deserved what they got.
But God, what happened to the bike? You know?
I know.
What,
who got the bike?
What happened
Maybe
to
the sister?
Bike? Maybe the sister. Maybe the sister's a hacker.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
She's like 13 years old.
Hey, 13-year-olds can be smart.
That's true.
And sinister.
Smarter than me, that's for sure. Now, that is it, but I have an Instagram. Are you following my Instagram?
I do.
I thought so. It's fine.
That's when I saw like the picture of the closet, and it looked... like such a high angle, it looked like that we'd be basically sitting on like the ground. So it's really
well.
Nervous.
That's because I was really nervous. Well, that's but I took it from that where you're sitting, and I used to have that step stool on the other side.
That's
and
what
we
I saw.
Both would sit.
Yeah,
like the table and the adorable rug. It's fancy in that closet. Let me tell
it
you.
It is right.
So I'm humble. I'm classy, but I'm humble. I also have an email, Allison's Closet. Wait, what is it? Allison's Closet Podcast at gmail.com. And you can email me your questions because I'm going to give some unsolicited awesome. Advice because I love giving unsolicited advice. And if you ask me your questions, I'm sort of solicited and I feel a little less bad about just telling
but
you how
like,
you should feel.
Just to weed out some maybe undesirable emails. How do you feel about people like writing in to tell you how to run your podcast?
Oh,
there we go.
Fuck right off. Because here's the thing. You know what the best part about the internet is? If you don't like something,
exactly.
don't listen to it.
Whoa, you figured it out.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So if you don't like my podcast, that's
just
okay.
Just go fuck yourself.
Just don't listen to it. Well, no. Yes, but. Also, you just
you probably
have
haven't
to
seen
it.
Black
That's
Mirror
okay.
yet, so go watch it, and then you'll appreciate it.
Start your own podcast, and maybe I'll listen to it, and maybe I won't like it.
And I'll come talk on that one, too. Whatever.
Okay, rude. Abby's selling out. So she has the taste for a podcast.
I feel like this is a one-time deal, so where's my career supposed to go?
This is not a one.
Okay.
You can come back sometime.
I mean, you did offer me a space to live here.
I did. Well, if you guessed the episode, which you did not, so you are not welcome to... move into my closet. Also, this is a thing. You can rate and subscribe my podcast on Instagram.
That's what podcast people say. That's so exciting. You're
I
real.
Know, and I have never said that before, so I feel like I should say it. But also, if you have something rude to say, send it to my email and I'll put it in my spam folder. Don't put it
just
on
send
my
it right
reviews.
To the hackers.
Because that's so mean. It I'm is. Sorry. Okay, I'm getting upset about people who
hypothetical,
literally don't exist right now.
Because everyone
I've
loves
been trying.
You.
Yeah, well, I'm great. So I've been trying to come up with an ending slogan, and I have overcomplicated everything. So today, I'm just gonna say, just be fucking nice. Okay, just be fucking nice. That's just be a nice person.
Don't
that's
do stupid shit.
Just be a good person.
Pretend like hackers are always watching.
Deep sigh. Just pretend your mom is always watching. Hi, mom. Just pretend your mom's always listening.
Can I say hi to my mom? I'm going to have to really help her find this, but hi, mom. Oh, and I swore, though. She won't want to hear that.
Oh, I swore a lot. So, all right. Well, this is it. We're done. Goodbye.